Lily Boulanger was born in 1893. She came from an extraordinarily musical French family. Her grandmother was a mezzo-soprano, her father a composer and violin teacher at the Paris Conservatoire, and her sister Nadia was destined to be one of the most famous teachers of composers of all time. By the time she was 7, Lily was accompanying Nadia to her classes at the Conservatoire. She herself was trained in solfège and in several instruments. As Lily grew older, frequent bouts of illness prevented sustained music training, and she lived largely in isolation. By the time she was 17 and aware of the likelihood of an early death, she decided to devote all her energies to becoming a composer. She became the first recipient of the magic of Nadia's teaching, who gave her a few lessons in the summer of 1911. Lily entered the Conservatoire in 1912 and 2 years later became the first woman to win the Prix de Rome. But she interrupted her work to help the war effort by founding an organization whose aim was to keep musicians in touch and help their families. She died in 1918 at the age of 24, leaving us 29 completed works as well as an incomplete opera. I love the piece we're about to hear. It is one of Lily Boulanger's psalm settings, the setting of Psalm 130, Du fond de l'abîme, for chorus and orchestra. It was begun in 1910 or in 1914, depending on which source you want to believe, and completed in 1917. Lily's father was, believe it or not, 78 years old when she was born, and he died while Lily was still quite young. Losing her father had a profound effect on her, and she dedicated this piece to his memory. Lily had a profound religious conviction. This psalm, rather than a cry of despair, is a hymn of hope in the mercy of God. In this performance, Bernadette Grevy is the contralto and Ian Partridge the tenor, with the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Chorus conducted by Nadia Boulanger. It was recorded live in London in November 1968.